Okay, let's go to the movies. The movie I chose was The Invisible War. It's a 2012 documentary about sex abuse in the U.S. military. It's reasonably good in terms of describing the men and women who've experienced that abuse. And it's not just the sexual abuse itself. It's then the abuse dealing with the military justice and healthcare systems. The Invisible War focuses more on the victim. And it doesn't take us into a full look of why this is happening and what can be done. I think it's a much more complex problem than is described. That's quite a serious topic and a long one for a documentary to take on. So I do think it's not a full picture of the whole story. But it does bring up a very important question, and that is for many, right now, the U.S. military is one of the most respected institutions in America today. And the American people have long been the lifeblood of the U.S. military, supplying, obviously, soldiers and all sorts of support in a variety of ways in terms of personnel. And I hadn't really understood the importance of the I'd understood the importance of suicides, but not of the sexual abuse. And one of our producers, when Colonel Wilkerson put it on the list, said to me, "No, this is very, very serious." She said, because the feedback that is coming from people who are coming back from the military and coming back into their families is, there's great anger and sense of betrayal. And this has the ability to really destroy the support of the population for the military, particularly in areas that have traditionally supplied a very high percentage. I live in the Southeast, and the Southeast has always provided a great number of personnel to the U.S. military. And so I hadn't realized the seriousness of what is happening. And it was our producer and Colonel Wilkerson who suggested I take a deeper look. So I think there is a serious problem, and we've seen a lot of announcements by the military over the last 4 to 6 weeks as they struggle with this. And it's a very interesting part of the conversation. But anyway, lively interview. I can't recommend it enough.